If you stop seeking, you die. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the Crystal Crawford Show. I'm Crystal Crawford, and I invite you to a deep exploration of the tools of access consciousness and a totally different way of being.
Well, this is going to be a big conversation, you guys. This is number 4 in a series of 10 different conversations that I'm doing around what it takes to have freedom and awareness, and ultimately what it takes to live beyond judging you. I've got some people here with me on Instagram. Hey, everybody who's watching on Facebook and YouTube. This was a big study for me this morning. So we're going to dive into seeking and what that means about you. We're going to talk about question and why you would even want to, what it means to live as a question, what questions you can start to ask. I've got somebody live here from Cali, Colombia. Hello, Beatrice. Nice to see you. And a bunch of other people. So let's get into it. This is coming on the heels of me choosing to recommit to me. And the first thing I want to say to you is that your life's not going to work unless you're 2 feet in to you. And I've been talking to a lot of people lately about being enough, feeling like you're enough, believing in yourself, and all the confidence things. And that comes from being committed to you. And when you're committed to you, that generates this energy in your world that you can create anything from. And if you don't believe me, head over into chapter 4 of the 10 Keys of Total Freedom. And there's this whole amazing section on, in the Kindle, it's on page 118, about what create is. So when you feel like you can't create, this is a little bit of a rabbit trail to start out with, but if when you feel like you can't create, go read this page, because committing to you creates the generative energy that you can create from. And I think what most of us are struggling with right now is that we are not committed to ourselves because we judge ourselves. And this seeking thing is big. So let's dive into what it means to live as the question. When you are functioning as you, you are a natural seeker. You always want more. But raise your hand energetically if you ever judged yourself or got judged for always wanting more. I can't tell you how many conversations that I've gotten into with other people where the narrative inside of them came from their family or society or religion, where it's like, you're never satisfied, you always want more, and that's wrong, basically, essentially. You're never satisfied is a judgment that gets thrown around a lot, okay? I don't know if I directly got judged for that, but I definitely learned very quickly in my life to shut my mouth. So I spent most of my childhood, literally until I was about 25, believe it or not, not talking. So I learned very quickly that questions create stress in other people's world, and so don't ask them. Just watch. You're going to pick up a lot of information from just watching. So that's where I went with it. But I know other people, like Andres has talked about how, you know, he was a very active, verbal, running around monkey child. So look at how you were as a kid. Whatever you were was very likely made wrong. And if it wasn't, you had a miracle parent who had a lot of allowance. How does it get better than that? But in some way, for the most of us, the way we were naturally, which was this constant state of more, was made wrong. So what's the key to freedom? How do you live without judging yourself? Well, you include yourself. You include you just as you are. And your natural state is more. Literally, my name is Crystal Moore Crawford. It's actually Crystal Joy Crawford. Crystal Joy Moore Crawford. More joy, more glory, more money, more business. I want more all the time. And if I didn't judge that, then that would just be this constant state of living as the question. Because when you are living as more, you always have questions. You're like, well, what else is there? I just discovered this. Well, what else is there? You know, I just received this money. Well, what else is there? And that's not wrong if you don't judge it. So this chapter 4 is titled Living as the Question. That's what it is to live as the question, is to allow yourself to be a constant space and state of more. What else is there? Because if you know that that's your natural state, then every time something comes in, whether it's good or bad, you're going to wonder how it gets better. And you're going to wonder what else is there and what else is possible. And you'll be basically living in this space of Pollyanna. You know, when Gary Douglas talks about question, when people ask him about question, he tells all of us to go watch the movie Pollyanna. I grew up with Disney movies, so I know that movie well. And I remember being made really wrong for kind of being like that. I was like that probably until I was 8, 9, 10, 11. And then I hit middle school and I stopped, because that level of naive curiosity, snowflake is what I kind of call it, wasn't right, good, perfect, or correct. Like, it didn't fit. So I cut it off. I'm like, no talking here, no being here. So, but let me tell you how this showed up for me recently and why I think this is so huge and why I'm having a little bit of a hard time kind of pinning down the topic, even though we're going to go into some specifics and make this actionable, is as I was reading it this morning, I was looking at this chapter with new eyes. This is a conversation you hear a lot in Access Consciousness about you've got to live as the question. And there's a lot of questions around it because it's like, what does that even mean to live as the question? And I've described it to you now. But I was sitting with it this morning and I was like, where did this go off the rails for me? And it really does go back to, for me, probably July or August of last year, where I landed in North America and I literally went, no more. Now, I think we forget that the universe is literal. And also, I didn't care at that point. At that moment, I was just done. Now, I wasn't being conscious enough in that moment to recognize that what I was saying to myself and saying to the universe was I was done living. But I got to experience being done living after I was done. I got to experience what I chose, even though I wasn't very conscious about what I chose. And so I really did in that moment stop using the tools. I just stopped. I'm like, I'm done. So I quit. I remember for like 2 months, I was just done. I walked around the house and I showered. But the feeling of done was all throughout my world. And so guess what that created? Everything got smaller. Everything got shrinky. Everything was harder because I was still doing the activities of life, but I wasn't living. The act of living is this engaged, dynamic, engaged process. It's the thing that makes everything work. You know, when people come to me with money issues, there's two things going on all the time. All the time. When you're struggling with money, when I'm struggling with money, there's two things going on all the time. One, I have not been committed to me. I've been going through the motions of life without living. And two, I haven't engaged, which really, once you're committed to yourself, that's when you engage. That's where engagement occurs. But there's always just two things going on when money's not working. So once you commit to you and you're like, whatever it takes, I'm having a life that works, what naturally emerges out of that are questions. So what's next? Because before you're committed to yourself, you're like, how do I do this? And I'm not really sure. And you're in your head all the time, right? You're not being. You're going through the motions of life and you're trying, not choosing, to make things work. You're kind of like, you look like you're in your life, but you're not really in it to the point where no matter what you have to do or be, this thing called life is going to work for you. So the moment you choose that, the next thing that emerges naturally is like, okay, so what's next? Because now you're in. Now you're in the ring. Now you're in the game. Now you're in the race. Now you're going to run your own race. Until that moment, you were sitting on the sidelines of the race, kind of wondering, well, how am I going to run? And how's that going to work? And are my shoes going to fall off? And, you know, like thinking about running. But once you get on the starting block and you're in the race now, there's no more of that fucking around inside your head. You're just in it. And so that's when money starts working. That's when your business starts working. That's when everything starts working, because in that moment you're engaged. And now you are living as the question, because there is no other choice at that moment. at that moment, when you're in the race, you can't think yourself into running. You're choosing. You're in. You're on it. You're running. That's it. So questions naturally emerge. But to live as the question, you start by asking more questions. And there's different ways of practicing this. And a lot of you who've hung around Access Consciousness know our two first, here's the first questions that you ever ask, that you just start with. And it's these two. And if you know these, everybody shout them out now. How does it get better than this? How does it get better than this? Is the beginning of learning to live as the question. And I want to stop, so ask that question, but now I'm going to rabbit trail on that for a second. I was sitting with this today because now I've been doing Access Consciousness for 10 years. I got introduced to this in 2013. It changed my freaking life. I changed directions with my entire career and I started doing this crazy shit. And that tool, how does it get better than this, was one of the first I heard. In fact, it was the very first question that was sent to me in an email. And I took that question initially and I journaled it. So I love to write things. For those of you guys watching, I've got a notebook. I wrote it on the top of a paper and I started journaling like how it got better, which, I mean, that's cute. I was determined. So I didn't really get it. But I was looking at it today, 10 years later. I'm like, that is a really interesting question. And here's what I get that question is doing for us. Raise your hand if you were taught to go find answers. Just full stop. Were you taught to go find answers? Were you taught that questions were to find the answer? So if I think back on all my math, all school essentially, but especially things like math that are logic based, every single question that you were to ask was to get an answer. So it was either you were going to ask a question to get an answer from the teacher, or the teacher was asking you the question to get the correct answer from you. And that was education. Nothing wrong with that. I think we learned some stuff and things. We got some facts. But we also got schooled in the art of answer. And I would say it's a dark art because it doesn't allow your universe to expand. It teaches you that there's a finite set of information and a finite set of tools, and everything's finite. And if you can just find the finite thing to match your query, then it's solved. And this is the whole way we're raised. It's like, if we can find the answer to our question, then it's solved, whatever it is. So when a lot of us find Access Consciousness and like we're trying to change our life, right? We're trying to change how we feel inside. We're trying to be happy. We're trying to like manifest stuff and make stuff show up. And one of the very first things we're hit with is, well, we'll start asking this question. How does it get better than this? For everything. Good stuff, bad stuff. And I, in the beginning, was like, okay. But I didn't get it. And none of us fucking get it. Just, if you don't get it, it's fine. I didn't get it, but I just did it, which I guess kudos to me for just going, okay, I'll just try that. I'll play with it. But also I really didn't get it. But what I started to notice is I would ask that, how does it get better than this, for anything and everything, and things started to get better. Still not connecting the dots. I mean, honestly, it's taken me 10 years to like start to connect the dots. Well, the thing that starts to do is, there's a few things. It invites the universe to show you how things get better, which you weren't doing before that. Anytime you get yourself into a judgment of yourself, you are inviting more judgment. So that's hard. And then there's no question in your world. You just have assumed you're wrong and you're going after yourself as the Spanish Inquisition might if you were a heretic, and you're killing yourself with judgment. So there's no curiosity there. Because we all know you're wrong. Hello. And so you suffer. Your nervous system suffers. Your body suffers. Your money suffers. Your business suffers. Everything suffers because you're just kill the wrong element. Learn with the presumption behind it that if you kill the wrong element, which we all know is you, then your life will work. So clearly we're not really thinking this through, right? We're not really looking at what we're doing as something that is destructive. And we're not really like, we haven't really put two and two together that that's not probably the best pathway for us. So when you're invited to go, how does it get better? The very first thing that that's interrupting is your tendency to go into the judgment of you. So it's an interrupting element. It invites the universe to show you how it gets better, because before that moment, you weren't asking. How many of you guys skip asking if it gets better when the shit really hits the fan? Do you forget that question? Just between you and me, I won't tell anybody. Where you're like, fuck, what the fuck? What the fuck, by the way, is not a question. The universe doesn't know how to answer what the fuck. The universe can't contribute to what the fuck. You have to look at the energy that you're asking what the fuck from and go, oh, well, the universe is now contributing that energy. So for the most part, most of us just like go into the judgment first. And so if we do remember, then we ask, how does it get better? Then the universe goes, oh, I can show you how it gets better than this. Because there's some weird fantasy that we have that life is going to, if we are whatever, spiritual enough, conscious enough, we have enough affirmations, we are in an alignment enough, we're doing the right work, we're saying the right things, we're doing the right stuff, that everything in our life is going to be unicorns and rainbow poop. But sometimes it's stinky poop. And then what? So sometimes you are stinky poop. Sometimes stinky poop shows up in your life. And then what are you going to be? Are you going to judge yourself because stinky poop showed up in your life and you must have created that and what's wrong with you that you're not getting? Or are you going to go, oh, there's a stinky poop in my path. How does it get better than that? And walk around it instead of assuming that you are the cause and the effect of everything. And of course you are God and you are making the shit show up. It's just, oh, there's shit. Interesting point of view. Okay, cool. How does it get better? Going immediately to the question that allows the universe to show you how it gets better than even that stinky poop. Even if the stinky poop is you. So it does a few things. It interrupts where you naturally want to judge yourself. It invites the universe to show you how it gets better. And then it opens up the possibilities for things to get better. Anybody in a situation right now of their own creation, okay, fine, that you can't necessarily see how it gets better. Maybe you've even been asking like, how is this going to work? By the way, that's not a true question. How is this going to work assumes that there's an answer. Instead of going, fuck, whatever it takes, this is going to work. Now what? True question. What would it take for me to be happy? What would it take for my finances to be really different? What would it take for my business to grow? That's open questions. Open questions invite elements and people and universes and other things to contribute to you. Because if you could have figured out with your mind the answer to a right life, you probably would have been there by now. But we can't. Because that's not how it works. Because there is no right life. There's only the right life for you. And honestly, it's not even the right life. There's only living. And living is this creative, dynamic, hands on the clay, on the pottery wheel process that then emerges beautiful things for you to eat on and delicious stuff, and that's living. So there isn't even an end or a there. There's only the act and the art of living. But the thing is, we were taught that there's a there. We were taught that success is that. And for the most part, we were taught that all these things we're going after are the things that we don't have. And so we lack. And so we have to keep going after them. And so we just keep looking for the answers to get the things that we don't even want in the first place. But we've never asked ourselves a question. And so we just are chasing this success that isn't even the thing that we necessarily even want. Where do you go from here? Well, what if you started seeking what else was possible that you haven't considered? And this is where I'm at. You know, over this past weekend where I sat with myself and I really was like, okay, I'm one foot in, one foot out on myself. I see what that's creating. I'm experiencing it. It's not comfortable. I know about this cognitively. I've learned about committing to myself. I know I have the conversation in my head. I've read the book. It's The Home of Infinite Possibilities. For those of you guys that are wondering what that book on committing to yourself is, I know what that is. Now, if I were committed to me, what would I even choose next? Question. So when you have a body and you are on the planet, you don't actually know how to be here. And you don't necessarily know what's next. Even if you have a plan, you don't know what's next. Because let's just say you take the next step in your plan, it's never going to go according to plan. So at that moment, it doesn't go according. Anybody ever experienced something not going according to plan? Like lots of things, even like your own life. It's never going to go according to plan. So even if you have a plan, you might as well throw out the plan and do a target instead and just kind of like shoot towards that target in the hopes that you hit something and then move it, because that's all living is. I'm losing my point again, but it's like targets. Yeah, it's never going to go according to plan. Oh, there it went. There's the point. Oh, so this thing when we have a body, so you don't actually know how to do this. You just didn't care that you didn't. There was no how when you chose to have a body, was there? You're just like, oh, I'm a being. Let's go have a body. I got to throw those two people together and do that. And there's some stuff I want to create, and I need a body to do it. And plus, having a body is very fun. I get to eat things and sex things and taste things and run in things and feel air on my skin. Bodies are fun. Okay. Bam. You have this body, and now it's, and then you learn stuff. You get go to school. And they teach you things. And because you're bright and absorbent and psychic and intelligent, you pick up on those things and you start working with them to see how they work. And then you find out that most of them don't work that well. And instead of questioning the thing, you judge yourself because the life stuff you learned didn't work that well. And then you feel worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, and you get depressed and anxious. And you hate yourself, and then by the time you find bars and you get your bars run and some of that heaviness gets dissipated from your world, you're like, oh, I think maybe there's a me still in there somewhere. Oh, now what? And somebody comes along and goes, well, start asking these questions. Okay. How does it get better than this? And how does it get better than this? And what else is possible that I haven't considered? Because I have done everything that I've considered so far. But what I haven't really done yet is commit myself to continuing to ask what haven't I considered here? What else is possible? Now, why would I do that? Because for me personally, I want to be free, not trapped. And the things that trap me are the decisions I make and the quitting and the not being committed to me. That traps me into death. I'm literally, once you stop seeking, you're dying. Once a flower stops seeking the sun, it's literally dying. That is a natural process. Once a pest has taken over a tree's natural abilities to pull nutrients from the earth, and that tree no longer has access to its abilities, it just dies. That's a natural thing. So once you, the flower that you are, stop seeking the light, the sun, arcing your neck around so that you can get light and bask in the warmth, you start dying. It's not wrong, it just is. So living as the question is claiming and owning and being and choosing to live as the seeker that you are and the finder that you are and the more that you are. How many of you guys find yourself in a constant state of, I want this and I want this and I want this and I want it all at the same time? And then we've got all these really fun reels right now from people that are starting to create this ADD, ADHD content, which is like everything all at the same time, right? And that... And they're going, oh, ADD, ADHD. And yes, But what if those weren't wrong? What if those were abilities that you have? When you make them wrong, you castrate the person with the ability because they all of a sudden assume that because they've been diagnosed that now they're wrong. Question everything. Are you wrong or something else? Does it make you lighter? Does it make you happier to think you're wrong or something else? So what if you could plant yourself 2 feet deep in your own reality? Go 2 feet in on you and go, what is right about me I'm not getting? What's right about me I'm not getting? And what else is possible that I haven't considered? And to circle back around to my process again, that's where I'm at. I'm like, what else is possible that I haven't considered? Okay, so I got as far as I thought I would go in this lifetime. That's actually what happened in July. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I got as far as I wanted to go. And I was done. I mean, all of you know I've been talking about like not being a facilitator anymore. I'm like, ah. And it wasn't a flippant process. I was putting a lot of thought into it. I was looking at the energy too. It was a mash. It was a mashup of infinite being and finite being in different moments. But at the base of it was I'm not getting the results that I want from this choice. So I'm gonna like look at my choice and choose something else. Whew, I'm gonna step out of the ring with me because clearly everything I've been doing is not creating what I thought it would. And so I think I'm out on this person called me. I got a lot of really good information on all sides. I'm lumping right now. There was a lot of great stuff that came out of that. But then when you go right underneath everything, I was still not fully in on me. So I would invite you to look at whether or not you are in on yourself. Are you fully in on you? Like, are you buying? Would you invest in you? And if no, are there a lot of judgments that you have about you that you're using to keep yourself from investing in you? And I don't mean buying another class. I mean, that's one form of investment. But I mean, like, would you bet on you? If you took yourself to the track, would you put money on you? And if you wouldn't, for what reason? And if you would, what is it you'd be betting on? That you'd win or something else? And would you be betting on that you would win against other people, or would you be betting on the fact that you're in a race with yourself and you always know that you're going to come out greater than you were yesterday? And all you have to do is jump 2 feet into you and start asking what's next. And you know that you know that you know that you will find your way forward. So what's next and what's possible? And what can I choose next? And what can I create next? And if I were creating the world that I want to see and I were living the energy that I want to be, what would I choose? Question. Commitment to you instigates question. Until that moment, a lot of us are just trying to get question right. And we're trying to get question right because we've decided that the right question will create the right result. That's not what question does. It opens up possibility. It generates generative energy. From that generative energy, you create. And that creation is the institution of something that now has the platform of you. This creation now has legs and something to stand on. You. So now you can create anything. You can choose anything. As long as you've got the platform of you and what you're, you can create anything. And you will when you're 2 feet in your own ring. So start where you start. Ask yourself the questions that you would like to ask yourself. I would like you to look at, are you 2 feet in on you? And if not, what would it take? That's a question. What would it take? Start asking, how does it get better than this for everything? And see what that opens for you. See if it renders you lighter. See if it brings in magical things. And if you're in a place where you just don't know, or you're not sure, or whatever, or in any place, if you've got a body, ask, what else is possible here that I haven't considered? And if there's anywhere in your world that you felt done or finished, go, is this me? Who am I quitting on here? And if I'm quitting on me, what would it take to not quit on me? What else is possible that I haven't considered? Cool. Share this with a friend who needs it. Like and subscribe. Leave me reviews. Let's get this word out there. Let's do this. Let's create a different world together. And I will see you guys in the next conversation.